Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.53 verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining the call today and giving your valuable association and time this morning to all of us and enlightening on this topic, Prabhuji. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, bro. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 4, chapter 28, chapter entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Text number 53. We will discuss. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Api smarasi chatmanam avijnata. Sakham sakhe hitva mam padaman vichan bhoma bhogarato gataha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Brahmana continued. My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as an enjoyer of this material world. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Icchadvesha samuttena, dvanda mohena bharata. Sarvabhutani sammohan sargeyanti parantapaha. O Sayan of Bharata, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. This is an explanation of how the living entity falls into this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no duality, nor is there hate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands Himself into many. In order to enjoy bliss more and more, the Supreme Lord expands Himself in different categories. As mentioned in the Varaha Purana, He expands Himself in Vishnu Tattva, the Swamsha expansion. And His marginal potency, the Vibhinansha, or the living entity. These expanded living entities are innumerable, just as the minute molecules of the sunshine are innumerable expansions of the sun. The Vibhinansha expansions, the marginal potencies of the Lord, are the living entities. When the living entities desire to enjoy themselves, they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. In this way, the living entities fall into the material world. The purport is long, so please pay attention. In the Prema Vivarta, it is said, Krishna Bahir Mukhaya Bhogavancha Kare Nikatastha Maya Tare Japatiya Dhare. The natural position of the living entity is to serve the Lord in a transcendental loving attitude. When the living entity wants to enjoy, when the living entity wants to become Krishna Himself or imitate Krishna, he falls down in the material world. Since Krishna is the Supreme Father, his affection for the living entity is eternal. When the living entity falls down into the material world, the Supreme Lord, through His Swamsha expansion or Mahatma, keeps company with the living entity. In this way, the living entity may someday return home back to Godhead. By misusing His independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord and takes a position in this material world as an enjoyer. That is to say, the living entity takes his position within a material body. Wanting to take a very exalted position, the living entity instead becomes entangled in a repetition of birth and death. He selects his position as a human being, a demigod, a cat, a dog, a tea, a tree, etc. In this way, the living entity selects a body out of 8.4 million forms and tries to satisfy himself by a variety of material enjoyment. The super soul, however, does not like him to do this. Consequently, the super soul instructs him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord then takes charge of the living entity. But unless the living entity is uncontaminated by material desires, he cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhokta Ram Yagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suradam Sarva Bhutanam Yatvamam Shantim Richat. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices, the austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. The Supreme Lord is the supreme friend of everyone. However, no one can take advantage of the Supreme Friend's instruction while making his own plans to become happy and entangling himself in the modes of material nature. When there is creation, the living entity takes different forms according to past desires. This means that all the species or forms of life are simultaneously created. Darwin's theory stating that no human being existed from the beginning, but that humans evolved after many, many years is simply a nonsensical theory. From Vedic literature, we find that the first creature within the universe is Lord Brahma. Being the most intelligent personality, Lord Brahma could take charge of creation, could take charge of creating all the varieties found within this material world. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadavati Swabhagavatam Deham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Parijana Saitam Vishnu Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatam Vishaka Namo Vishnupadaya Vishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurakishe ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதாகாந்த நமஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரிய பஞ்சகல்பதருபிஷ்ய கிருபா சிந்து பேவச்ச பதீதனாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நம ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் சிவாசவி கௌர ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So very interesting. This is the only allegorical story explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And this story, the presentation, shows the unlimited compassion and mercy of a Vaishnava. Sri Narad Muni, who is unlimitedly merciful, he is explaining this truth of life to Rachini Parishad in a very simple story form. And how he compares, you have studied, I mean, you are hearing from weeks now, maybe months, about this Puranjan Vyakhyan. And now Narad Muni is telling how Puranjan was attacked by Kalakanya, who's the time factor. And she embraced Puranjan, then becomes invalid or old. And eventually, the city in which Puranjan was living, this body was attacked. And Puranjan has to leave this body. Because Puranjan was very much attached to his wife, which is contaminated consciousness or intelligence, contaminated intelligence. Puranjan, being very much attached to the form of a woman, was rewarded the body of a woman in next life. And this Puranjan becomes the daughter of Vidarbha, and she is known as Vaidarbhi, who was married to Malayadhwaj. So now Puranjan is known as Puranjini, and she married to the king Malayadhwaj, who was a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna. And he left his kingdom, went to the forest, practiced austerities and penances. And then he absorbed himself and went into the status of samadhi. Puranjini or Vaidarbhi, she was serving. She was very chaste, very faithful to the husband, and she also left the kingdom to be with her husband in the forest. Then when the time came, Malayadhwaj, he left his body. And this Vaidarbhi, this princess or the queen, is lamenting. Actually, she didn't even come to know, because he sat in the samadhi and left. When she was massaging the feet of her husband, she realized that the feet are cold. That means he has left. And she started lamenting and crying. Any woman in the world will cry at the loss of husband. She was crying. She started preparing for the funeral. She prepared the pyre, and so that all the, you know, this rituals which are to be organized after the death, said to be organized, and she did alone. And after that, she's crying. Just two verses back, Narada Muni is telling in text number 51 to Prachini Barishat, because he's telling the story in the story form. And eventually at the end, Prachini Barishat will realize that this Puranjan is nobody else, I am the Puranjan. Any living entity who wants to enjoy this material world is Puranjan. So, Narad Muni says, my dear king, one Brahmana who was an old friend of King Puranjan. He's talking about old friend. That means of King Puranjan. So we can see the friend is not connected to the body. This friend, this old friend is not connected to the body. This old friend is connected to the soul. That's why it is said old friend of King Puranjan. That means it is previous life. Came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. Who's that old friend? This old friend is none other than Paramatma. Who is traveling with us. Now we heard the compassionate nature of Narad Muni, of a Vaishnava, who is trying to deliver us. Here we see the compassionate nature of Lord, the Supreme Lord. And the Jiva, and in this, everything is, in this purport only Prabhupada explains how we fall down. So when we were in spiritual world, we had the desire, Iccha Dvesha Samuttena, Iccha and Dvesha. What is that? Iccha is a material desire to enjoy independently of Krishna. And Dvesha, Prabhupada says, very beautifully, Prabhupada is explaining what is Dvesha. It's the hate to the service of Lord. We develop hatred. Hatred of what? Hatred towards the service of Lord. So when we develop that hatred towards service of Lord and we want to enjoy the material, we want to imitate Krishna, or we want to become enjoyer, which we cannot in the spiritual world, Krishna arranges material. Elsewhere it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that this material world is created by Krishna, but it is desired by Jiva. This material world is not created by the will of Krishna. Yes, Krishna is the ultimate sanctioner, authority, creator, but the desire came from living entity. If the living entity, if we, less intelligent people, wouldn't have desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, there was no need for Krishna to develop or to create this material. But we desired, and Krishna has to create. And that shows the compassion of Lord. That shows his love for all of us. So, now Krishna created this material world, this dark place. Krishna thought, it's very dark, how my child will go and live? So then he created sun, so there is light. But whole day we cannot have light. So then moon came and everything, all the creation took place by Krishna. Now Krishna said, okay, material world is ready and the living entity, who wants to imitate me? Krishna is thinking, who wants to imitate me? He is ready to go. Wait a minute. My dear son, you have never been to material world. You are traveling first time. You do not know anything there. Even GPS will not function there. Now we have Google Maps and all that, but that doesn't function. That has only a limited area of functioning, limited jurisdiction. Krishna said, well, how will you go? You do not know anything. Even if you want to enjoy, you do not know how to enjoy. I will give you material senses. I will give you material intelligence. I will give you material mind. I will give you false ego. Because if you don't have false ego, so Krishna is giving everything to us. If Krishna will only give us body, we cannot enjoy. Krishna gave us false ego so that we can be convinced that yes, I am the enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwar. Instead of Krishna, we become Bhoktaram. So it is Krishna who gave us false ego. But Krishna is not to be blamed because we desired. And then Krishna has to give us intelligence. How to enjoy. Nowadays, when we send our kids to school, what they learn? They get intelligence from school, how to enjoy this material and become more and more entangled. Then who will create the material desires? So Krishna created mind. All is created by Krishna. If you don't have false ego, can you enjoy in this material world? No. You need false ego to become, to pretend or to be convinced that you are enjoying. That's why we say, scriptures say that you have to just become purified of your false ego. And when false ego will become real ego or true ego, then you will not try to enjoy this material. Then how can we forget Krishna? Okay, Krishna gave us false ego, Krishna gave us intelligence, Krishna gave us mind, senses, body, everything, but why did I forget Krishna? The answer Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham mridi sannivishto matta smritir apohanam cha. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Then I am seated in everyone's heart and what I do, Arjuna, I give jnanam. The knowledge. If anyone wants to come to me, I give them knowledge. If anyone wants to forget me, then apohanam, I make them forget. Anyone wants to remember me, I make them remember. So again, it is our desire. We came to this material world because of our desire. If we want to go back, then we have to desire. If we desire, we'll go back to Krishna. If we don't desire, we'll not go back. So now, Krishna gave all the facilities. Still, Krishna is thinking, how will my child, whom I love so much, will go? He does not know anything. So, after creating everything, Krishna expands himself as Paramatma and goes with the Jivatma in a material body, but not getting materially affected. Krishna enters this material body, but he doesn't get affected with matter. Krishna doesn't get affected with ignorance. Krishna doesn't get affected with three modes of material nature. And it's very logical, if Krishna gets affected with matter or with ignorance, passion, or even with mode of material goodness, then Krishna is not Krishna. Then Krishna is not Supreme Personality of God. If the supreme master of entire creation, if he gets affected with material modes, then Krishna has no right to say, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sa Charachara. Krishna is saying, because Krishna is not affected by matter or material energy, Krishna is the master of material energy. If Krishna is getting affected, Prabhupada writes in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, if Krishna is getting affected like the ordinary living being in this material world, then there is no need of reading Bhagavad Gita. Why should we read? Why should we give so much importance to Bhagavad Gita if Krishna is ordinary man? Bhagavad Gita becomes affected, Prabhupada writes in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, if Krishna is getting affected like the ordinary living being in this material world, then there is no need of reading Bhagavad Gita. Why should we read? Why should we give so much importance to Bhagavad Gita if Krishna is ordinary man? Bhagavad Gita becomes important because of Bhagavat, because of Bhagavan. It is the song sung by the Lord. If Krishna is just an ordinary cowherd boy, we'll not bother to read. All these big acharyas will not bother to, you know, waste their time reading Bhagavad Gita or talking about Bhagavad Gita. But because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, even when he comes, he doesn't get affected. So Krishna is so merciful, so compassionate, that he enters the material body along with us to guide us. Prabhupada writes that too. He's with us always. Thinking and hoping that one day when this living entity will get frustrated, as Kunti Maharani says, when one is done with this material world, then he can turn towards Krishna. And Krishna thought, this is a leader, right? He's a visionary. He knows past, present and future. Krishna knows everything. So Krishna knows that one day this living entity will get completely frustrated with material things. And then he will turn to find out the alternative solution. Where will you go? So Krishna, from time immemorial, in the form of Paramatma, is with us, waiting and hoping that one day this nonsense living entity will leave this material conception of enjoyment and will turn towards me. And then I should be there to guide him. Otherwise, then he'll become frustrated if nobody's there. A mother who was a small child. So she knows that the time has come when the child will wake up. So she's around, because otherwise if child wakes up, small kids, few months, if they wake up, if they don't find anyone, they become very fearful. The first thing they want to see is some known face, a mother or a father. They want to see, otherwise they start crying. That's why kids cry. They are, first of all, they're uncomfortable. They become fearful. So Krishna has thought of that. That one day this living entity, when he'll be done with the material world, he will turn for the alternate solution. And then he has to look. He will be looking for me. So I should be present. And that's why Prabhupada quotes this. Krishna bahir mukha haya bhogavan chakare. Krishna bahir mukha. The living entity has become bahir mukha. Why? Bhogavan chakare. Nikata sthana maya. Very close maya is also sitting. And what she does? Japatiya dhare. Japatiya means still, just grab. So Krishna is also there, maya is also there. But Krishna and maya are not equal. Maya is servant of Krishna. She doesn't come in front of Krishna. In the first canto, 7th chapter, Vedvyas, after he gets instruction for Narada Muni, he writes the description. He saw Krishna and he saw that maya is standing behind. She cannot come. Krishna samasurya maya ya andhakar. Jahan Krishna tahan nahi maya radhikar. So this is mercy of Lord. And from time immemorial is with us. If you go to any temple, you know, once what happened, Sir Prabhupada, he was discussing with few devotees, and it was afternoon time when the temple closed. And one devotee heard, who was sitting very close to Prabhupada, Prabhupada very softly said, "Good. Now Krishna will get some rest." Look how Prabhupada feels so personal, so much connected. I was the other day, I was giving class, and it's been 43 years now, ISKCON Jubilee. And Radha Ras Bihari came before this temple was constructed, few years before, 1972 actually, the Bombay Pandal program. It was almost 48 years, Krishna, Radha Ras Bihari standing on. He's standing, not even on 2 feet, 1.5 feet. Tribhanga Lalita. He's standing for us, for all the living entities, that they will come and take shelter of him, so that he can deliver us. This is what Prabhupada is talking to us. That is why it is said, the Brahmana says, "Who are you? Whose wife, whose daughter are you? Who's this man lying here? It appears that you are lamenting for the dead body. Don't you recognize me?" This Brahmana is Parma. He's saying, "Don't you recognize me? I'm your eternal friend. Surada Sarvabhutanam." Krishna says, "I'm your eternal friend." It's very unfortunate. We don't have faith on eternal friend. We don't have faith on scriptures. We don't have faith on Guru. Faith is not very strong. It's very, very feeble. But when we want to purchase something, as well as Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj gives this example, that you go to this website, Amazon, Amazon.com, and you want to buy, and it is mentioned 30 days buyback guarantee. If you buy, if you don't like, you return it and we'll give you money back. And we keep 100% faith on that. Oh, Amazon is saying, it's mentioned in the website, that this product is returnable. You can return within 30 days and all the money you will get back. And we have seen also, we get it back also. So our faith becomes more and more firm. But we don't have such faith on Bhagavad Gita. On the instructions of the Supreme Lord. He's the owner of Amazon. He eats a beef. He's a mullet. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is telling in Bhagavad Gita. Now one may say, but we need to see the example. For so many examples Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada himself and so many of wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who started their journey or continued their journey of spiritual life after they met Prabhupada, and see how they are growing, how they became so potent. We have examples. And we ourselves, we can see we are practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting, reading, hearing, taking prasad, serving devotees. And we can feel that little bit of advancement and purification. Still, the faith is very weak. Here, the Brahmana says, "I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. Every life, whenever we get into distress, now also, even a non-devotee, whenever they are in distress, they talk to their inner consciousness. What is that? They're talking to Paramatma. And Paramatma gives them signal. Unfortunately, Maya grabs the living entity. But the living entity who's firm, that yes, I'm getting this voice from inner consciousness, which is nothing but Paramatma, and I must hear to this voice. And that is how we all came. We heard that voice. Okay, let us go to ISKCON. Let us meet devotees. Let us read Bhagavad Gita. Let us chant Hare Krishna. That's how we came. Paramatma is guiding. Suddenly, when you distribute books, suddenly someone comes, he purchases the book. Paramatma is guiding him to buy the book. Because of your sincerity, the book distributor's sincerity, and the small desire of that jiva to become purified. Otherwise, many people go. So we show to everyone, someone will buy. Paramatma inspires them to buy the book. It's not our skill or talent. What we need, yes, skill, talent, we have to, Prabhupada said, you must tax your brains to find out different ways to distribute books. Because that is the outcome of our own sincerity. If we are sincere to serve Krishna, if we are sincere to distribute books, to distribute Krishna consciousness, then we get different ideas. And we apply them. And so many living entities get connected to Krishna. So Krishna came here. Paramatma came here in the form of a Brahmin. And it's a duty of all the devotees of Krishna to go out and bring the conditioned souls back. And here, the Brahmana continued, my dear friend, even though today's verse, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, we have forgot. Can't you remember that in the past you had very intimate friend? I was always, Krishna is always our intimate friend, most intimate friend. Prabhupada explains this word, Surida Sarva Bhutanam Surida. See, there are different words in Sanskrit. Mitra, Bandhu. It's all, in English there is one word, friend. Then dear friend, then best friend, and then best friend forever. Actually, best friend forever is only Krishna. Nowadays, right now, people write my bestie or BFF. It's only Krishna. Surida, one who's very close to our heart. That is Surida. That is Krishna. So the best friend forever is Krishna. You, unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world. It's very clear. Krishna is very... Now this is spoken by Narad Muni. Paramatma is speaking to Puranjani. Shukadeva Goswami is reciting this. Ved Vyasa Grantha. Very clearly they said, unfortunately, you gave up my company. That means we were with Krishna. Otherwise, why it is mentioned, you gave up my company and accepted a position as the enjoyer, as the enjoyer in this material world. And then Prabhupada says, Iccha Dvesha Samutpena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. Why we accept? Because Iccha and Dvesha. Iccha means to desire. Iccha is the desire to enjoy material world. And Dvesha is hatred for serving Krishna. We have developed that hatred, and that's why Prabhupada says to serve. Whenever you feel hatred for any personality, whether Krishna or a devotee, any particular, start serving them. That hatred will go away. Whenever we feel we should not chant, let's dvesh. If you love Krishna, then you will chant. Don't love Krishna. So that is why we chant holy name, we serve Krishna, we serve devotees. And this hatred will go away eventually. A very beautiful purport, 2 pages purport. And Prabhupada is talking how Krishna expands as Vishnu Tattva, Vibhinamsha, Swamsha and Vibhinamsha. Vishnu Tattva is Swamsha and living entities. we marginal potencies are Vibhinamsha. We are separated energy of Krishna. But we are energy of Krishna. We are part and parcel. And with this desire, we are already separated, but there's a connection. And that connection between, Krishna and Jiva, that connection is bhakti. We cannot become Krishna. We are not Krishna. But we are connected eternally. That link is called bhakti. And when we develop, see how this face and this face, they're facing each other and they're connected. This is pure devotee. When this becomes a little weak and this fellow starts turning, he becomes Bahirmukha. Now his face is towards Maya. He becomes Bahirmukha. He was Antarmukh. He is Antarmukh. Facing towards Krishna, he becomes Bahirmukha. He wants to enjoy. He cannot enjoy like this. This has to separate. That connection has to get loosened up. And then small babies, mother is trying to hold and talking to her friend. And this baby wants to just get out of the grip. Leave me. He cannot say, well, he'll cry. He'll first try to, just go. But mother is holding tight. He wants to play. He wants to go around. But mother does not allow. And when he's, very determined, Krishna doesn't allow us to go to material world. But when we are determined, Krishna never wanted us to come to this filthy place. But we desire, we are determined to come. Then Krishna has to. So mother is holding the baby. And this fellow is very determined to go. You see how he struggles. Finally, mother says, okay. But she puts the boundary. If the baby wants to play on the bed, she puts some pillows or some cover. Or on the ground, some boundaries there. So Krishna has put some boundary. So don't think that boundary is Krishna's, is bounding us up. No. If Krishna will not bound us in that boundary, we may go away from the boundary and we'll be in the dangerous situation. But then baby plays. And finally, mother, when the baby is tired of playing and he's hungry, he remembers mother. He starts crying. And mama, please take me back. So similarly, when we are tired in this material world, we are fed up with this material enjoyment because we cannot enjoy anything here. Then, we will call out to our mother, Srimati Radha, and our eternal father, Sri Krishna. We chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That please pick me up. We pray to Sri Sri Radha, Rasa Bihari, please pick me up. I'm done with this. What nonsense I've done. I wasted so much time. I'm hungry. The soul is hungry. For love. We are tired. But here we are. The reality is different. We are determined to enjoy this world. We are not tired. We're not tired. So then we continue. How long? You can continue till for eternity, you can continue. And then Krishna has to take trouble. Krishna has to come in different incarnations. Krishna has to send books. Krishna has to send his devotees. His dear devotees, Krishna has to send. It's painful. Prabhupada said, Krishna sent me here. I never wanted to come to this filthy place, Prabhupada said. Krishna sent me personally. So they don't like. Krishna doesn't like to send his devotees. That is compassion of Krishna and his devotees. They come here to deliver. But we so-called intelligent, actually foolish living entities, we continue or we want to stay here. That's unfortunate. As it's mentioned, unfortunately, you gave up this, you gave up my company. Then he says that when we come here, what happens? This is something very amazing. We take birth in so many species, and in every species we suffer. Okay, I don't remember the past, but in this life also you see. Take whatever is your age. Let's say 40 years. Now you may not remember all 40 years. You may remember maybe a few incidents. Sit one day. It's very important for a sadhaka to introspect. Introspect is a function of intelligence based on scriptures. Intro means inside, inspection means seeing. So you see inside your consciousness. You see how the things, they're like every week, every month. As a householder, you know, every month you might be making the budget. Okay, for month of September, this much for food, this much for vegetables, this much for transport, this much for clothes, and you allocate. And at the month end, again, you sit and see how were the expenditures, whether it was according to the budget, it was more, it was less, we need some saving for future, for studies of kids, for their marriage, we keep some saving. So that is how, and every now and then we do a regular analysis, how things are going, how much saving is in bank. Similarly, we should also see how are we progressing in spiritual. And also very intelligent, one thing we have to introspect is, in last 40 years, my age is 40, in last 40 years, how much happiness I've got in material and how much distress I've got. Put distress on the one pan, weighing pan, taraju. So one side you put the distress, one side you put happiness, and see which is moving, which side, which is heavier. Everyone in the world will say that there is more distress I have seen in my life, I have faced, than the happiness. Everyone will say that. Unfortunately, we like that kind of happiness. We like that. Someone sent me an animated video. Very interesting. I'll send it to the group. There's a mother who's holding the child. So you cannot see the mother, only the hand of mother. And she's holding the child. And she's walking fast. So the child is also kind of getting, you know, dragged practically. It has to run. And this child is right hand. Mother is holding from here. And this child is having ice cream in his hand. So this fellow is trying to eat. Ever mother is walking fast, he can never touch the ice cream. The mother is always, you know, tight gripped. He, mother has given the ice cream. This fellow is trying. And this hand is going away. That's exactly what Maya is doing with this. Very interesting video. Maya has given us an ice cream in our hand. And she's saying, oh my son, this is yours. Enjoy to your fullest satisfaction. I will give you more. You enjoy it. But she's holding the hand. She's not allowing us to eat. No, no. My dear son, you can try. You will eat it. You will get it. Enjoy. This world is for enjoyment. This world is for your enjoyment. Amazing. But you can never eat. That is why this material world, Maya, gives you the pleasure of hopes. She never gives you actual pleasure. Check it. Write it down, your entire history of this life. Maya gives you a lot of hopes for enjoyment, for pleasure, but she'll never give you actual enjoyment. That's her job. She's not supposed to give you enjoyment because there is no enjoyment in material world. But she is supposed to give you hopes. Imagine people who lose hope of enjoyment in this material world. They are the people who are not devotees. They're not devotees. They lost the hope of enjoyment. They are the people who undergo severe depression. And actually, most of them come to suicide. This depression and all, it's a new thing. Almost 15 years back, there was one lecture in Vrindavan given by His Holiness Gopal Krishna. He said, one Mataji asked the question, after Bhagavatam, question answer, that why? Even devotees, sometimes we see they are frustrated and depressed. Maharaj was very angry. Maharaj said, why must a devotee have the desire to enjoy? The cause of material frustration, the cause of depression is excessive or unlimited material desires. Okay, a little bit, gradually we should reduce. But because we have unlimited desire and you can never fulfill, you become depressed. And that's what everywhere in the world, there are unlimited desires and the capacity to fulfill. Or the actual fulfillment of desire is insignificant. So what happens with the gap? That's frustration. Welcome to material. And somehow, by mercy of Sambhashana, it's mercy of devotees that we are here. Even though we have the desire to enjoy material, but we still have a goal, the spiritual goal, to attain Krishna. So the more we desire, the more frustrated we are. The more we have spiritual desires to serve Krishna and the devotees, the more happy we are. So this is Bhoktaram Ekatapasam. And then talks about this Darwin theory. How foolish theory, Prabhupada says. It's a nonsensical theory, simply a nonsensical theory. That everything started from single cell bacteria and gradually. Now, corona is a new species from where it came. It was never existed. It was not in the world. How again the single cell new species are coming? They all existed. The first species is the most intelligent, Brahma. Isn't it very illogical? The world started with just one unintelligent, non-conscious entity called bacteria who does not know even about its own existence. God's world. That's what Prabhupada is. Simply a nonsensical theory. So everything, all the 8.4 million species, they exist, coexist. Today also. So anyways, we see how our dear, most, our eternal, oldest friend, Krishna, wants to show his mercy on us, wants to shower his mercy. Prabhupada is pleading. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I plead, I beg all of you, please accept this mercy in the form of holy name. Enechi Oshadi Maya Nashi Barula Hare Krishna Mahamantra Lao Tomi. And the song Jiva Jago Jiva Jago. Enechi Oshadi Maya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our eternal friend, he has brought this medicine. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Lao Tomi. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in many of his bhajans, if you read, he's praying to all of us that please accept this process of Krishna. There is no other. Nama bina kichu nahi kyaar चौदह भुवन माझे. श्री भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर सेज देयर इज नथिंग यू विल फाइंड इन द एंटायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम, ऑल द 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम, देयर इज नथिंग, देयर इज ओनली वन थिंग विच इज होली. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट, परमात्मा इज कम, ही इज ऑलवेज गाइडिंग, and when we don't listen to him, he manifests himself as a guru, shri guru. And chaitan charitamrita says guru vaidya. Guru is vaidya, he's an expert physician who can understand, who can understand our pulse to enjoy, and he can purify us. So Krishna comes as Paramatma. When we don't listen, he's so merciful, he expands and becomes and manifests himself, comes in front of us in the form of Shri Guru, Chaitya Guru and Shri. That's up to us. How seriously and sincerely we accept the instructions of Shri Guru. Who has come here bringing all the mercy from Lord Nityananda on the instructions of Krishna to deliver us. And that is why if you see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, when he installed deities in the Gaudiya Math, he installed Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. It was Prabhupada who started this culture. It's not a new culture. Ambika Kalna, in the time of Mahaprabhu personally got Gaur Nitya deities carved for Gauridas. And Prabhupada, wherever he installed temple, he never installed only. Yeah, in Calcutta there is exception. Everywhere it's Gaur Nitya. Because Prabhupada said, it is Nityananda who can deliver them. All Jagai Madai hippies of this world, it's Nityananda who can deliver them. And Prabhupada is representative of. He got all the mercy and giving to us. Okay, you didn't listen to Krishna. Krishna came as Paramatma. You didn't listen. You are suffering so much. Still you are not awakened. Nityananda came. He is pleading. You didn't agree to him. Prabhupada came. Prabhupada gave books, prasad. Somehow, all these devotees and the Supreme Lord Krishna, they are hoping and they are trying that we become awakened. Otherwise, you see Puranjan. Puranjan lamented, Puranjani lamenting. In both the lives, he just lamented. As a Puranjan, he was attached to the form of woman and he got a form of woman. But in both the lives, what is the life? Lamentation. As it is said in English, all is well that ends well. What is end? Puranjan cried and left body. Puranjani crying, lamenting towards the end. So how all is well? Nothing is well. So before the end comes, let us take this process. Practice Krishna. Listen to the voice of Paramatma. If we cannot listen to the voice of Paramatma, let us listen to the voice of Prabhupada, which is not different. The voice is not different from Paramatma's voice. Prabhupada is just repeating Krishna's voice. Read the books. Chant Hare Krishna. Serve the mission. Go back to God. Such smooth journey. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class with very nice examples and real-time scenarios. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I request devotees, if they have any questions or realizations, they can discuss with Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Yes, devotees want to share anything they can share. not only questions, they can add also something.
Hare Krishna. This is Mother Lalita. Hare Krishna. That was a super excellent class. Very much appreciated how you explained that without false ego, we couldn't actually be in such illusion, but it's a mercy by Krishna. And then by Prabhupada being sent by Krishna, how we could become relieved from that illusion. I had one question about when you said the bacteria had no consciousness. I just wondered, every entity I assumed had consciousness, and I just wondered about that.
Yeah, so when I say no consciousness, that means the consciousness. Okay. So when I say no consciousness, because the consciousness is so dull, in a way, tree is also conscious. But when you cut the tree will not protest because the consciousness is very dull. So the bacteria, this lower forms, their consciousness is very dull. They have, but it's negligent. So that's why I said just no consciousness of their own existence. They do not even understand why they exist. So in this way, they don't have consciousness. They are conscious, but they don't know anything about life, death, like we know. Even a human being, even a human being who is very dull in consciousness, he's called as animal. He doesn't understand. One who does not understand what is life, what is death, what is beyond life and death, who is the creator, who is the master, who we are, they're in dull consciousness, almost no consciousness. Yeah, but of no use. So in that way, bacteria, how much consciousness bacteria has? When the virus is coming, that virus does not realize that he's entering devotee's body or non-devotee's body. So in that way, they are dull.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, if we do not have any questions, then we'll stop here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We like your class so much. We don't know how the time passes. You take very nicely from one point to another point, explaining everything so we can understand. Thank you, Prabhuji. After a long time, I think you came to this conference. So, Prabhuji, my question is this. You said, I like that point that you said that this material, Maya, will not let you enjoy. She keeps on giving you hopes of enjoyment, but make sure that don't enjoy. And how you compared that Puranjana was also lamenting, and then when he became Vaidarbhi also is lamenting. So life after life, it's the same thing. So even then, why there is? I mean, in the hope, in the deepmost recess of our hearts, there is hope for enjoyment. How is that the soul continues to? Catch hold of that thing that there is enjoyment, and practically also with my own thing, I can see that whether I'm so much. Convinced that there is no enjoyment in the world. If I ask deep, I don't know. Whether in the deep of my heart I have that thing. So how to address that and take it out of the root. Otherwise, I'm going to go next life to next life. It's going to continue. So that's my question, Prabhuji. Can you please answer? Thank you.
Yeah, deeply appreciated your humility and honesty to express this on this forum. It requires humility and honesty to express. But I must tell you, every one of us are like that. We are practicing Krishna consciousness, but on a very superficial level. Some have gone little deep. Very few have gone very deep. Very few. Most of us are not superficial. So the deep insight, it's not the hope of material enjoyment, there's a desire for material enjoyment. deep inside, we still have a desire to enjoy, become the enjoyer. And by arrangement of Krishna, Maya takes that desire and gives us hope. Otherwise, what will we do in this material? We cannot enjoy. So Krishna says, okay, let these young boys and girls. Young boys and girls means all of us, all living entities. I just said because Prabhupada says it's young boys. And so all living entities, they cannot desire. Krishna knows they cannot desire. They cannot enjoy. But they have a desire to enjoy. So Krishna told Maya, okay, let them have some hope. At least they'll be living. And in this process of living, I will send my devotees. If Maya is not giving us hope to enjoy, and if there is desire to enjoy, we'll become frustrated, commit suicide, and go to the lower abominable species. We'll go to hell. So then this hope keeps us alive. Okay, it's in going in wrong direction. And then Krishna says, I will send my devotees and they will just enter in these movies you see like super cop. Like Batman, Superman or super cop. The devotee is like Prabhupada, he just comes. When Rukmani was coming out of the temple and how Krishna entered from nowhere. And just entered and just took away Rukmani. Just left. And all these kings are just watching. So devotee like Prabhupada and his sincere followers, they are just trying to enjoy, or having hope. They just come and they just snatch, take hold of our consciousness and take us to Krishna. And Prabhupada says in this verse, we should be willing to go. Krishna is coming, Krishna is sending devotees. We should be willing to. So then Prabhupada, like devotees, they come in our life. They give us the real knowledge. And then what happens? The hope which is there to enjoy material world is gradually transforming in the hope to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. That's getting transformed. But maybe the hope to enjoy material world is 95% and the hope to serve Krishna eternally is 5%. Gradually. So we should not become disheartened. We should continue the process. And gradually this 5% of serving Krishna hope will increase 6%, and then 7, then 8, then 10, then 20, then 50, and then gradually it will become 100. It will become purified. Hope will also come and desire to serve also come. Now there is desire to serve our own senses, desire to serve the false ego, desire to serve the mind. It was 100%. Now maybe 98% is desire to enjoy, but there is 2% desire to serve Krishna and Guru. So we keep on practicing. This 2% will become 20 and will become 100. And we go back. So just keep on the path. Have patience. With full determination, with full enthusiasm and complete patience. Just gradually. And when we are getting attacked by the desire, when we are getting that internal suffering because of desire for material enjoyment, we pray like Lord Brahma. We pray to Krishna that my Lord, it is my own desires, it is my own past karma. You are still so merciful. You are so merciful that you are still giving me association of devotees, association of you in the form of holy name, association of devotees, association of Mahaprasad, association of deities. Krishna is giving us all the protection. But still, my Lord, I have so much material desires. I want to enjoy. But you understand. Who am I? I have forgotten you. I have forgotten myself, but you know, and you are still merciful. Krishna likes that attitude. Krishna likes that attitude in the sadhaka who is suffering internally because his or her own anarthas. And yet the sadhaka is determined not to give up the process of Krishna consciousness. That attitude Krishna likes. And when Krishna sees this fellow is very determined, even though anarthas are pulling him back, even though his aparad, he's committing offenses, even though Maya is pulling, but this fellow is not ready to give up chanting, not ready to give up association. That attitude Krishna likes. And then when Krishna sees this continuity of this kind of attitude, Krishna enters. And when Krishna enters, you know what happens with Maya. She just vanishes. So we have to have that attitude, at least that much we can have. And Krishna is watching this. Hey, Puranjani is not practicing bhakti. Krishna came. Krishna is coming to everyone. Then why he will not protect us when we are chanting, when we are reading, when we are practicing sadhana? So gradually this desire for material enjoyment, this hope for material enjoyment will reduce, and hope and desire to serve Krishna eternally in spiritual world will increase. And Krishna is there with us. We should always remember, whatever may happen, we may be pulled down to the lowest mode in the deep dark ignorance, but we should always remember. And this is one of the characteristics of a pure devotee. Even though it's characteristics of a pure devotee, but Prabhupada taught us, all of us, to have this. There is hope against the hope. We should always have hope. Krishna is watching. See, Krishna is watching. Krishna wants us to go back to eternal spiritual world. He will take us. Just wait. Never even think of, we should be determined, we should never even think of going to other processes. This process what Prabhupada has given, we should just practice. And gradually, you will see you will become blissful. And we have examples. So many Prabhupada disciples by following this process. And even after 50 years, ISKCON is 54 years, so there are devotees. There is Jayadwata Maharaj. Came so early. There are so many other Maharajas and other Prabhus, Matajis. So many devotees who came in 66, joined Prabhupada. They're still chanting the same mantra. They're still reading Prabhupada's books. Because they get that place. So we'll also get. Just keep the hope going. Okay, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, 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 very hopeful, you know, positive answer. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu, who are disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who are there with us every day. So, yeah, as you say, we can take their example and we can follow in their example. Thank you, Prabhuji.
My humble obeisances to Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu. I was not aware that you both are there. Any other comment or question?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yeah, even I feel sometimes like discouraged, like we have so many material desires, and whether I can progress in Krishna consciousness or not. Every time I take a step towards Krishna consciousness, two or three material desires will pop up and then we'll focus on that. And it's like that. So thank you so much for giving the hope. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nice answer. Thank you.
So I think we should stop. It's already...
Yes, Prabhuji, I think there are no more questions.
1 hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavata Pranam, Abhishti Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class. We always like your classes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Good again.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your deep, deep devotional association. Hare Mohan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय।
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी। भागवतम की जय।